Revelation 21, verse 6, that's our passage as we continue our journey through the Bible. He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of water. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life." It all begins and ends with Jesus. He is the eternal God. He was with the Father at creation, but not as a passive bystander. Jesus was the agent of creation. Through him, all things were made, and without him, nothing was made that has been made. John chapter 1, verse 3. Paul adds, "For by him are all things created, things in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Colossians chapter 1, 16 and 17. It all begins and ends with Jesus. He left heaven itself to enter the human race. As the poet George Herbert put it, "The power of God, as he did ride in his majestic robes of glory, resolved to light, and so one day he did descend, undressing all the way." Jesus removed his majestic robes and entered the lake of humanity as a helpless baby dependent on a young mother. It all begins and ends with Jesus. Our Lord was first introduced as the Lamb of God who came to take away the sin of the world. Jesus came to give his life a ransom for many. He came to pay sin's penalty on our behalf. He died so we could live. He rose again so that we will follow him from death to eternal life. And all this is by grace. Sin has left our soul thirsty, but Jesus offers water without cost. Your thirsty soul can finally and forever be satisfied by Jesus. Lord Jesus, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Everything begins and ends with you. Thank you for leaving heaven to die on the cross for my sins. And I pray, Father, that today, whoever is dry, whoever has a thirsty soul, I pray for that person, that they will come to you to have their thirst quenched by living water. In your name I pray. Amen.